evolution. Do we ever see it in action?
Answers with Ken Ham, host of the new DVD, Journey Through the Creation Museum.
This week, the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. is opening a $20 million exhibit on evolution using your tax dollars. This one will be on the so-called ape men, an idea we refute in our own creation museum near Cincinnati, Ohio. Now, because many skeletons, like Ida, are now being given up as creatures of man's supposed evolutionary ancestry, what are evolutionists using more and more to show evidence for evolution? Well, that bacteria today supposedly can evolve a resistance to antibiotics. It's probably Exhibit A for evolutionists, not the so-called ape men anymore. But bacteria that have become resistant to antibiotics are not examples of evolution in action. Think about it. No new genetic information is added to the bacteria as evolution requires. Instead, genetic information already in existence is either shuffled around or even lost. You see, the Bible in Genesis is true. God created. Life didn't evolve.
If you've visited our Creation Museum near Cincinnati, you've seen exhibits that proclaim the accuracy of the book of Genesis and refute evolutionary teaching. If you can't visit the museum, tour it by watching our excellent DVD. Your donation of any size gets you this video. Call toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS. 888-89-ANSWERS.